get through this. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for an incredible year here at the church. Just so many things. I see so many things happening. So many things going on. I couldn't do it without Ruth. She's my backbone. She, one of the commitments that she made was to make me look good. And she didn't say, my commitment is to make you look good. She said, my commitment is to make sure that you're okay so you can look good when I go up and do things. The programming, all of that, Ruth does. She takes care of that. I do the best that I can to look good up here. Hopefully what shines through is the light of Christ. And that's what I want to shine through. That's what I want all of us to show everybody, is the light of Christ. But there are so many people that make this church work, and so many people behind the scenes, so many people that we don't see. I could spend the next 20 minutes talking about all of those people. Some people come on Sundays. Some people come on Wednesdays. Some people come on days that there's nobody here except for Ruth and I to fix the hallway, to hang the backsplash in the kitchen, to work on the doors on the kitchen, to mow the yard, to pull weeds. It's incredible the number of people that have come together in this church. And I'm not saying come together because I'm here, but y'all have come, you may have all been here before I got here, but this is what I've seen. I didn't see what happened before I got here. Good morning. It's been another incredible week here at the church. And it's one incredible week, rolls into another week, and I'm just so blessed to be here. When we look at the number of people that come into this church every week, it's incredible. The people that just drop by to say hi, check on the church and how you're doing. Yes, Cody's one of them. Keep smiling. I see her in the back. Movie night was awesome. We had people out here, 15 people out on our lawn to watch a movie. This is awesome. The first two sermons I did here was to six people. To give you an idea, just the people that were out at movie night, that was almost a 300% increase in the attendance. And it was one of our activities that we had. I'm so happy for that and the growth that our church has experienced over the last year. I'm not sure what our numbers used to be, but I bet we're rivaling some of the previous records that we've had here at the church. But we're not done. There's still lots to do. There's still a lot of work to be done. We've had a year of trial and error, a year of trials of figuring out what the Lord has laid out for the Christian Church of Waterloo so we can understand how it fits into God's overall scheme of growing the kingdom. Because that's what we want to do. That's Ruth and I's mission, is to grow the kingdom, whether it's this church, whether it's in Waterloo, whether it's in Nebraska, or whether it's international. This isn't an easy task by no means, but we have to work together. Scripture indicates trials, frustrations, and issues within the church. Those things are going to happen, and we understand that, but no matter what happened, and you can go back in history, Christ's church still reigns, and this church will too. The best-selling book in the world is the Bible. And if you look at the rocky beginnings, and if you were to look at the future of Christ and what was written down as the Bible at that time, I think we would have doubted whether it was going to survive. But it has, and not only that, is it has been the best-selling book for years and years. What we've done here is nothing short of incredible. And I can't take credit for it. It was Christ working through me. He just said, Mike, this is where you want to go. And I'm like, are you serious? You want me to walk into a flood? And not only that, you want me to take my family with me? And Christ said, yes. And we didn't hesitate. And we went. Because that's where Christ said we should go, and that everything is going to be okay. We have gotten so much notoriety out of this. I was talking to Pastor Bates the other day. He's the pastor at the Christian Church of Waterloo. I was on the phone to him. I'm sorry. The McCook Christian Church. John started laughing, and I'm like, okay. Yes, I'm nervous. I think I'm more nervous now than I was a year ago. So anyway, I was talking to Pastor Bates of McCook Christian Church. And he and I had been trying to get in touch with each other during the day. And it was about 25 after 1 when we finally got in touch with each other. About 1:35, he said, Mike, he said, my appointment that wasn't supposed to happen until tomorrow just walked in the door, so he had to let me go. And then we tried to connect back and forth, and we finally got together about 6 o'clock that night. And we were talking, and he said, Mike, he said, the meeting that I had was with the Salvation Army. He said it was pretty wild because what he told me was, is there's not a Salvation Army church in McCook, Nebraska. So what he does is he raises money for Salvation Army. They're part of the backpack program. He is kind of the person that works with the Salvation Army in McCook, Nebraska. This is McCook Christian Church. And he said that the person from the Salvation Army was actually from Plattsmouth. And so he was traveling around, and the person from the Salvation Army did not know that we have, that we're together, that we've been working with McCook Christian Church. And by the by, the discussion came around to Christian Church of Waterloo, and Clark isn't the one that instigated it. And what this guy from the Salvation Army said was, he said, Christian Church of Waterloo opened their doors during the flood, and he said, I have no idea how they did it. He said, I have no idea how a church that size served that many people. This is incredible. This is God. This is what God does. And when I was preaching on Wednesday, what I said was, when you pray, if you ask for things that you can do, is God going to step in and go, sure? Or is he going to say, if you can do it, why are you asking for my help? But what I said was, ask for God-sized prayers. And what I saw happen at this church was I saw God work in incredible ways. It wasn't us. All we did was unlock the door. But as a body of Christ, we came together and everybody had one mission. And they did great. Tuesday, I did a webinar. I did not sit in on one. I created one. Because whether you know it or not, 5 pastors drop out of the ministry every day. Because they can't handle it. They can't deal with it. They're being attacked. Their families are being attacked. The Vice President of the United States addressed addressed a graduating class from a seminary, and he said this career field is going to be tougher than it's ever been because we've got so many things coming against us as ministers. Rural churches, I'm working with rural churches who have pastors that don't have anyone to go to talk to, and they're getting beaten down. So what God put on my heart is to work with those rural pastors. If nothing else, call them up. But even more so, God gave me the ability to understand how to put together a webinar, how to distribute a webinar, how to build a podcast, and how to get their word out and let them know that we are all in this together. And you know what goes along with that is the Christian Church of Waterloo, because I could not do it without your support. I couldn't do it without this church being here. We, as a body of Christ, are helping other pastors. So the webinar I did was Pastor Jamie Hargan, that is with Friendship Church in Beaver City, Nebraska. When I met with him, I could tell he had a lot of things that concerned him, but nobody to talk to. Nobody to share that with. And about 6 years ago, he lost his wife. And he's had issues ever since. Not only personal issues, but church issues. But we put together one heck of a webinar. And our intent is to reach other pastors, to keep them coming in the churches every Sunday, and to be there for their congregation, be there for the body of Christ, but to reach beyond the doors of where they preach. We need to do what we can as a church to do the same, to reach beyond the doors. Each and every one of us should be making disciples of all nations, but it has to start here. What I alluded to is the Great Commission. This is the Great Commission that Jesus put forward. Therefore, well, let me back up a little bit. Let me put this in perspective. Jesus was just resurrected. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had left the tomb. This was the first time Jesus appeared to them and told the disciples to go to Galilee, where he's going to meet with them. This was the first time that Jesus, since he was resurrected, met with his disciples. And he said, this is what I want you to do. And he's also talking to us. Go and make disciples of all nations. That's the Great Commission. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. Teach them how to obey it. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And there were disciples who had a hard time speaking in front of people. There were disciples that hid because they were afraid, because the king at the time wanted them all killed. And Jesus said, what are you doing hiding? I need you to carry my word. Carry the good word to other people who haven't heard it yet. That's why he said, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And he was. So let me share something else with you. Let me know who has seen this. The purpose shall be revealed in the New Testament to win people to faith in Jesus Christ and to commit them actively to the church, to help them grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and that they may know and do His will. I don't know if you've seen that before or not, But you'll find this on this document that is the first page of this church's articles of incorporation. This purpose was stated by our forefathers that built this church. This was stated in 1967, and I believe that it is still valid. And what I'm doing is I'm looking forward to 2020. Well, I'm actually just looking forward to the next year. I've been through the first year. Now, what am I going to do in the second year? What are we as a church going to do in the next year? I want to make sure that everything that I do follows this article. Article number 3. This is our purpose. This is what we do. And I want to make sure that everything we do points toward this. I wish I could say that I was the one that thought about this, but I wasn't. It was my pastor, the guy that I look up to, my mentor. He asked me. He said, "What's the mission of the church?" How many years have I worked with businesses and always said, "I want to know what your mission is." And probably the best advice I ever had in business was when I started a business and that person asked me, he said, "Mike," he said, "what's your mission? What's your mission statement?" Well, I hadn't thought about it. And he said, "Your mission statement isn't necessarily what you bring out every day and what you live by. But what's going to happen is one of these days you're going to lose sight of what's going on with your business because your business is going to explode and you're going to get busy and you're going to get pulled down different roads. And one day as the owner of a business, you're going to sit back and say, 'What am I doing?' Because you're so far off track. Yeah, the business is good. The business is fine. But what are we doing? Why did I originally put together this business?" So that was like an epiphany for me. Wow, what is our mission? This is our purpose. And I think it's a good purpose. We need to take a close look at what we're doing within the church. And that's my responsibility to do that over the next year. As well as we need to see what we're doing within the Church of Christ, within Christ's church that goes beyond these doors, that goes to the people we talk to every day. What is our mission? Are we doing this? We each need to look at what we're doing to grow Christ's church. And maybe it's not that we go out and we grow Christ's church by talking to people and by testifying, because there's people that have the gift of testifying, but it's the way we live. It's the way we interact with each other. It's how we build relationships with each other. Am I building a relationship because I want something from that person? Or am I building a relationship because this is what I've been called to do? We all have a skill. We all have a skill that God has given us to help grow the kingdom, to help grow His church. Each one of us has been commissioned to go and make disciples of all nations. God has given us each a gift to do that. Each one of us has to take a look at what we're doing and see if we're doing what God has called us to do, or are we just living our life? That's where this comes in. Hebrews 6, 10 and 11. God is not unjust. He's not going to forget your work and your love that you have shown Him as you've helped His people and as you continue to help them. And when I think of verses, I look at the flip side of that. God's not unjust. He's not going to forget the work that we're not doing. He's not going to forget the love that He asked us to share with one another. He's not unjust. And what the writer of Hebrews said is, we want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. Because I think sometimes the things that we hope for and we get them, we go, whoa, I don't know if I can handle this. But one thing I want to leave you with also, the things that we hope for, keep in mind, the greater the blessing, the greater the responsibility. And that's one thing that I have realized above all. Thank you, everybody, for a wonderful year. Next year is going to make this year look like an easy ride. We can't wait. We're excited for it. Okay, so if you would, this week, got to leave you with this every week. Ask God how you can reach people who need Him the most. There's people that are out there that have not heard the Word of God. Help them find the Word of God. They need it. Have a great week.